I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team.
You know, it's funny watching Bitcoin go through the roof lately. I think it went down a little bit off its high. I think it hit its high. It was right just under 20K. Mm-hmm. And Cake's getting the last laugh on that one because he's by far got the most of that.
I mean, I don't have a ton. I'm not like Cake's Winklevoss.
No, but you've got thousands in there. You got thousands. You've profited thousands.
Oh yeah. Oh, he's way up.
Yeah, I'm up.
He's way up. And he's still, I guess, smart enough to keep putting in. I was kind of laughing at him months ago, but he keeps putting in, you know, a little bit each month, right?
A little bit of nublets every month goes towards the BTC.
So I invest in the traditional market, and I mean, I have, you know, three quarters of Bitcoin or whatever, you know, whatever. It is what it is. I'm not gonna get rich off it. But in all my traditional investments, they do okay, but I never hit home runs like guys that I know do. Right. You know, and the closest thing I had to it for a little bit of money was that Novavax, which I bought at like 90 and went up to like almost like 200.
Went 189, I think.
Yeah, and then it went back down. Well, now it's back on a heater again.
Oh,
it's back up to like 139.50.
I still
swingy.
Own that.
Yeah,
I still own that.
Good. Yeah, you can't sell it when it's down. When I buy a stock, I will take it to zero before I sell it at a loss. I do not like to sell things at a loss.
Oh, I've sold at losses before. I don't like to do it, but sometimes I get so sick of looking at something in my portfolio that I'll call our guy Ed and say, Ed, it's time to pull the ripcord on this.
I've done that.
I mean, I don't do it a lot because losses.
I generally ride it to zero.
Right.
So Novavax, when it went back down to 100 or 90 or 80 or whatever, I was like, oh, well, here goes another one. But now it's on another heater. And then I just clicked on a story by your guys over at the Motley Fool. I know you guys like the Motley Fool.
And I've been telling you, Jason Moser, good dude.
Here's the thing about Novavax that I think is interesting. And here's the headline. Why Novavax could be a bigger COVID vaccine winner than Pfizer and Moderna.
Ooh.
And those are the ones that are getting all the hype, right?
Yeah.
And I told you this a few weeks ago, and you guys mocked me. But even though those companies have done well, and everyone's like coming out with these killer vaccines, what Novavax has on them that they don't have is Novavax could very well hold its own against Pfizer and Moderna, but here's why. It's formed a team to focus on, let me see, find the
automatic focus.
Right. It's in the driver's seat for a combo flu COVID vaccine.
Okay.
Nobody else has that. The company has a flu vaccine and a COVID vaccine that could be on track to win regulatory approvals. It might be the first to launch a combo vaccine once the pandemic ends.
They're going for the Rombo. Rom would say.
The combo.
Yes.
That could be the key for Novavax cakes.
The best combo flavor, clearly, nacho cheese combos.
I like those. I like the pizza ones, too.
Pizzas are good, too.
Well, you bought a lot more of Novavax than I did, but I didn't sell it. In fact, I bought at different price points. So
I basically bought 10K's worth. So
I wasn't even close to that. I was maybe $2,000.
But you know what else I did the other day? Because I had a little bit of nublets laying around, and it sounded silly.
Mm-hmm.
And so it sounded good because the company's so cheap. I texted in, and I basically said, buy a couple thousand shares of Entercom.
Buy, buy, buy.
Entercom was down. And like, I thought, you know, we were about ready to get delisted
bankrupt.
And it was over and the podcast was starting.
Man, yeah. I can't really comment on this segment.
Yeah. Well, no, just be positive, Cakes. Be positive.
No, I have a bet where if I talk about a certain company that I owe everybody money.
So it's doing much better. Yeah. So I bought a couple thousand shares of it, which was, you know, like,
nublets.
It was less than 5K, right?
Right.
Uh-huh.
The first day I buy it, it goes down 30 cents, which cost me 600.
So what is it now? What is it now?
Well,
go back up since?
I bought it 2 days ago.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, the first day I bought it, it lost 30 cents, which cost me 600. That one text cost me 600. Now, I'm confident that it'll go back up because it's so cheap, but...
Yeah,
you know,
it was down 11% yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, it was down 30 cents.
It's still down. It's still 245. That's much better than it was 6 months ago, right?
Oh yeah, it was like at 90 cents.
Yeah,
I know a guy who I think bought 25,000 shares of it when it was at 90 cents.
I know that dude.
Now he's got 75K worth.
Yeah, it's silly. I just wish I could just pick one.
You want to be able to pick fatties.
I want to pick one.
I know.
Like a life changer.
I know.
And I
Apple.
Never do.
You just go
it's
with
not
Apple.
A life changer. No, I mean, can buy it and make a little bit of nublets, but I mean, I want to hit the home run.
You want to get on this? You want to get on the ground floor.
If you're in it for the long term, you're going to make a lot of money.
I know that. I'm very comfortable, but I just want to hit a home run.
But
I want overnight success.
You might want to buy more Bitcoin then.
I know. That's the thing. I wonder. Should I?
What if Bitcoin goes to 150K?
I told you.
Then my pants will fit.
I think eventually it's going to be in that ballpark. I do think it will be eventually. Now, will I be dead? Will I be already in my nursing home? Or, you know, will I be able to enjoy it? I don't know.
Well, you buy one Bitcoin for 19K, and if it does, you're up 130K or whatever it is.
Here's the thing, is that I've saved all my information. I would have, like, Cakes, I think I would have to call Mikey and have him come over and help me figure out how to sell the damn.
Absolutely.
I know. That's what I had to do. I had to go to his house.
Yeah, because...
I mean, I actually have, like, a physical hard wallet to offload the Bitcoins. Haven't done it yet.
You actually have a physical hard wallet?
It's like, you know, you plug it into your computer, you put in 1,000 codes, like you're an NSA code breaker.
Yeah.
And then you bring it, like, to your safe deposit box at the bank, so when you get run over by a car, your wife or your kids can then
she
access
has all
your
the
Bitcoin.
Codes.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
I just saved it in various places, and I printed out a few things that I've hidden around the house that nobody will find.
Right.
They'll see those like scraps of paper, and they'll throw it away when
right.
I'm dead.
Yeah, and then your Bitcoin boom, floating around in the
ethernet. I
wouldn't
even know how.
Right.
Even if I wanted to buy one Bitcoin, I wouldn't even know how to do it.
Yeah, you could.
No, I couldn't do it.
It's a bunch of hoops. Didn't you do it the first time?
I did, but I forgot how to do it.
Yeah,
and I certainly don't know how to sell it.
You just duck, go it, and you just do it again.
I'm going to have Bikey Lots come over to my house and do it for me. So
I know, but I've been thinking about it. I've been thinking about it. Now, I also have a question for you, Donks. So, you know how Apple, I'm out on Apple. I don't do Apple. But my
you're
kids.
You're out on Apple, but I have 100 Apple products.
We do. We have them. My kids like it. So my daughter, who's a senior in high school, she wants one of these iPad Pros or whatever. She claims this is what kids are using now to take notes. And
you mean she
God
doesn't want a
knows.
Microsoft Surface?
No.
She doesn't want a Chromebook?
Come on. That's laughable.
So I guess we'll blow a bunch of money on that, and we'll get her that. But I told her, see, I don't need that. What I'm looking at, and I just wonder if anybody has one of the recent ones, because I have one. We all have one that our agent gave us 10 years ago, and I might have one of the model since. But I want a silly Kindle Fire. I see them. They're on sale for $80, Cakes.
You want a Sergio Kindle. That's a very
Kindle
old reference.
For a 10-inch Kindle with silly HD screen. It has the Alexa. You could stream whatever you want on it. You can do all your surfing, and that's $80. Versus the one my daughter wants, who's like $800 or more.
Right, then get one.
Right, but I'm just wondering, does anybody have one of the sillies like that's come out in the last 6 months?
I didn't know they were still making Kindles.
I am right there with you.
And I have it's in my brain. When I hear Kindle, I automatically think
Sergio Kindle.
Reading. Kindle.
No.
And reading books, and then my brain goes,
I obviously wouldn't use it to read a book.
Right.
Obviously, I wouldn't do that. But I would use it to like stream games or to like just browse the internet on my couch.
Isn't that what an iPad is for? Hold on.
Yeah, but I'm saying
instead of lugging your laptop that weighs 14 ounces.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of lugging my laptop.
It's that hard to lug your laptop on the couch?
Well, it's a lot more convenient, like just browsing around the house.
Why are you falling for this trick that your daughter's playing on you about how she needs an iPad Pro for school?
She doesn't necessarily need it. I'm not stupid, but I'm rewarding her for her hard work. I'm not stupid. She doesn't need anything. Kid's a golden child. She doesn't need anything.
Yeah, tell her to use a spiral notebook. We all used it.
Yeah. No, she doesn't need anything, but, you know, whatever. We're rewarding her. She works really hard, so whatever. But I'm just asking, does anybody use one of these 2020, not the Kindle Fires from 5 years ago that our agent gave us?
I would guess
before he croaked.
This is just my guess, that there's some warehouse somewhere like in Asia or Malaysia.
Where there's a million of them?
There's a size of 9 football fields stacked floor to ceiling with nothing but Kindles.
I know.
What are we going to do with all these Kindles?
Hold on. It's a 10-inch. It's a 10-inch silly. Same size as your average iPad, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could do all the same crap on it.
That's going to end up being a coaster for your Modelo.
Yeah, that's probably more likely.
Maybe. See, I'm wearing my Modelo silly thing. I don't know. So if anybody has one, let me know. I was looking at some of the other options because I'm out on Apple. My kids want it. They're fine.
Man, you love gadgets. I've never met anybody that likes gadgets and electronics more than you.
Just, dude, don't you like
shoes?
Don't you like gadgets?
He's a consumer, Cakes. I mean, gadgets are fine, but you're acting like taking your laptop to the couch is like lugging a 45-pound dumbbell.
No, I leave it on the couch, but I spend most of my day on my couch once I do my bike ride or I do my workout, most of the day is just sitting on my butt.
But isn't your searching on your phone? Aren't you doing that?
No, I don't as much on my phone. I don't, because I find it too limiting. It's just too small of a screen.
You're the show's techno beaver. Very few people get
But here's the thing.
It made Valdez laugh.
I have the Sony Xperia, and I got to thank Sony, because they're unbelievable company. But on a phone, still, it's still smaller. I don't like mobile versions of websites. It's nubby. They have extra, you know, everything's condensed, and you got to find the tab for everything. I don't like it. I get
life
sites
so
for
hard.
I want a full browsing experience, Cakes.
I don't like small, condensed experiences on my
technology. I don't like a mobile
The iPad might be a
browser.
Flop.
What?
Why don't you just get it? You clearly want to get it.
I do want to get it.
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah. So I'm just asking if anybody's had it, though. Then they'll say, hey, yeah, I use it. It's great.
Nobody has a Kindle. No one.
Come on, for $80?
I mean, so then just do it. Jesus. $80? Do it.
I'm thinking about it.
Well, I just want to whine about it forever. It's like the cost of
going out to dinner. I'm asking a question.
No, he just wants.
I don't want to have buyer's remorse, though.
He wants approval.
It's $80.
Yeah. I don't want buyer's remorse.
Just buy it. It's $80.
I know. I ultimately will, but maybe.
You could go out and buy a pile of dirt for all I care.
All right, but I want to know if someone that likes it.
Sure.
That's all.
I like
it. You guys,
you should buy 10 of them.
I don't think Jeff Bezos likes the Kindle, and that's his product.
Aren't you out on Bezos?
I'm not a huge fan of Bezos, but I mean, come on, Amazon. I'm a huge fan of.
It's tough to keep track of everybody he's out on.
Yeah. I'm out on Apple for sure, but I'm thinking about getting an Alexa.
Google.
You can get, you know, we already have a. You have a, how many Alexas do you guys have?
I have one. I never say her name ever.
I've got one.
You have one? I think we have, I'm not kidding. I think we have 5, okay? They're everywhere in the house. But I'm thinking about, I don't have one in my bedroom yet with a screen. I want one with a screen and use that as my alarm clock. Because I just get sized for the
Alexa.
It
should be an alarm clock.
But I want one with they're now like $50.
I need an alarm clock.
You need that woo-woo.
I need an alarm clock like I need a headache.
Why?
Yeah, here's my alarm clock.
It's on your phone.
Right here.
No, that's a backup. You can't only have, that's why, you got to have two.
Oh, my God. Why? Why do you have to have, you need two alarms?
I always have two alarms.
I don't.
You have two on the phone.
Yeah, what if you forget to set the phone?
5:30 in the morning.
Never forget. I'm like an elephant. I never forget.
Sometimes
ever,
you
ever,
can
ever.
Forget.
To set my alarm? Never.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's never happened.
If I owned an electronics store, which I never will, I would pray that Evie would walk into my electronics store.
Yeah, you're dying.
I mean, my God.
I love that.
He's probably still in the market for like a VCR. He's probably in the market for anything. He's probably got everything.
Who was it who told us that they never used their alarm? I think it was Donnie Simpson.
Yes.
I pretty much wake up before my alarm.
I never use the alarm. I mean, I turn it on, but it never goes off.
Yeah, same for me. But it's there for, there is once in a blue moon.
Yeah, an emergency, right. Right.
Bunch of green-eyed bandits over there.
Right.
But
I got an alarm clock.
I'm the blue-eyed bandit because I don't need the alarm clock.
I have an old-school alarm that we got at, like, Target or whatever, upstairs.
Yeah, that's right.
And I always set it up on a music station so that when it does go off, if it goes off, it would be on, like, I have it on PGC. So it plays music when it wakes up. For whatever reason, every
wake
morning.
Up to the baby.
Yeah, every morning it wakes up to 87.5 static. So it doesn't hold the station, or it loses power.
Pretty
in the
good
middle
business
of the
we're in radio.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Staticky signals all over the place.
So my alarm, I just hear static. I need a new alarm, Cakes. So I want to get the Alexa.
You have one on your phone.
That's my backup.
And he's got five Alexas.
You
can hear
them.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk into the Alexa because then I need a visual that it's set.
Such a hard knock life.
I don't want to just say,
you need a
Alexa,
visual for your backup.
I don't want to just say, Alexa, set an alarm for 5:15.
Right.
If I can't see the little bell in the corner that shows that it's set.
Well, can't you just do, hey, Alexa, do I have an alarm set?
I've never done it.
Well, just say that and then say, yes, an alarm
here's
set.
What you need to do.
5 a.m.
I like to just look at it, though.
You need to contact our agent and tell him whatever gadget he sends us this year that it has an alarm clock function.
I need
simple.
An alarm. I need an alarm with a screen. So I think I'm going to get the Alexa. But although I could use the Kindle Fire for that, too, because it has the Alexa built in.
Why don't you just get an old school $5 one that goes tick, 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 and go.
Yeah, with the bell. The two bells on top of it.
Yes.
You won't get
one of those.
That you wind up.
Yes.
Old nubber.
My wife and kids have the new Amazon Fire tablets. Can watch movies and play games on it. Siced. He gets iced.
Good. They said.
Make sure. Hold on. You got to make sure your tablet has a Roku.
Yeah, that's right.
This guy says, I have a Kindle Fire. It's money. All the butts on Reddit look silly. So what's that? His porno device then?
It sounds like
that never even occurred to me to do that.
By the way, our agent should send us a trip to like Maui.
Yeah, probably should.
By the way, if
I ever ordered a Kindle, I would say, send it to me without the book option.
Right.
I had a buddy.
You don't even have to activate that portion.
You don't need that.
I had a buddy, Jason, who recently asked me how many times a month do you talk to your agent? I
was like, how many times a year? Yeah. One. Maybe two.
He goes, he gets paid. I told him how much he gets paid. He goes, he gets paid that much? He goes, how many times a month do you talk to him? And I said, zero.
No, we talked to him.
He said, what are you paying him for?
You're wrong.
I said, exactly.
You pay him to negotiate.
We talk to him once per month, and it's a debit in all of our accounts.
Right. Yeah.
There's one communication.
You pay him to negotate. Yeah. And then you just pay for it for 5 years.
Negotiate. Yeah, it really helped
No
us
wonder
last
he bought
year.
A house in Florida.
It's probably a silly.
He's probably got a bunch of houses.
Guarantee you it's oceanfront.
Of course, he's using our money. We're paying for it. We pay the mortgage.
You know what? We should just show up and say, you know what? We paid for this place. We're staying here for a week during the summer.
Isn't that what Opie did to Bob years ago?
You can get out.
Opie just showed up.
This is my week.
Yeah, all right, got to take a break. You want to chime in? 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington on a Pro Football Focus Tuesday. Mike Renner, their lead draft analyst, joins us at 9. Don't want to miss that. Then we've got Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM, president of baseball operations. He'll jump on at 9:20. I actually had a question for Cakes.
Yeah.
So it appears, I just saw this on social media, I think you tweeted out, maybe it was your wife, that you got an artist in your family, right? Juliet likes to paint or draw.
Mm-hmm.
My question is she now painting your walls?
There is a wall. It's like the workout weight room in the basement.
Okay.
With just completely white walls. She's taken over one of the walls, is painting like characters and figures all over it. Yes, that's correct.
Is that blocked off, or is it a separate
room?
It's a separate
room.
Or is it an open area?
Come down the steps. You go into the left. It's a separate room.
Okay, that left side has a separate room.
Yeah.
Got you. So she's basically painting a mural.
Correct.
Nice.
She's got Baby Yoda up there. She's got a Minion up there. She's got some regular show characters up there. There's a lot going on over there.
Hmm.
But it's fine. It's a boring white wall. She's bringing some life to it. I'm fine with it.
No, it was impressive. I guess she painted Baby Yoda.
She's painting Baby Yoda
is
as
that Mandalorian?
Yes. Mandalorian. And yes, your boy Flakes is in on the Mandalorian. Did not think I would like it.
I'm hearing good. I'm not into that. I'm hearing good things about it. Everyone's
it's
saying
good.
How much they like it.
I like it a lot. I kind of sneered at it, and my son was like, you should watch it, Dad. It's good. I'm like, eh.
All right, give me a premise. All I know is Star Wars. That's all I know.
Yeah.
I don't know anything else. So what is it? What is it?
Is Boba Fett in it?
What's Boba Fett?
Boba Fett is an intergalactic bounty hunter.
Yeah.
All right. Well, does he look like Darth Vader or something?
He's going to fly to MGM National Harbor tomorrow night and try to take my $300 bounty for the Cakes Classic. That's his mission in life.
What? So, like, are they, like, humans? Or are they, like, robots? Like, what is... What are the characters on The Mandalorian?
Okay, as far as I know, this is I'm not Danny Rouillet when it comes to Star Wars knowledge.
I don't know.
But a Mandalorian is a group of, I believe they're, if they're not humans, they're close to humans. I'm going to go with pretty much humans.
So they look like humans.
Yes, but they always wear a helmet. They never show their code is they never show their face to people.
All right.
They're great warriors. They live by this code. And I'm going to go with humans. And this Mandalorian is trying to protect Baby Yoda and to bring him... Bringing him somewhere. I'm not sure where.
Are you paying attention?
And it's before Star Wars.
All right, so I'm looking. They look like action figures or something, you know, like.
They're bounty hunters. Yes, Boba Fett is a Mandalorian, or was a Mandalorian.
How could you distinguish one Mandalorian from the other when they're in the costume or whatever?
Well, they typically just focus on the main guy.
So there's one main Mandalorian guy? What's his name?
Yes.
Pedro Pascal.
So, no, honestly.
Pascal.
I'm looking at pictures. That's a different
Pascal,
one.
Pascal, my boy.
I'm looking at pictures of Mandalorians, and they all look the same. How can you distinguish one from the other?
I'm going to go with they all have differing armor. Their armor is a little bit different. Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Okay. So you could tell by their armor.
You're going with that, but you're not confident.
I'm so not confident.
Yeah.
Is it, what's the time period? Is it before Star Wars?
You'd have to consult with Danny Ruya. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That I don't know.
It's like a prequel.
If it's Baby Yoda, it has to be before.
I can't keep track of all the different timelines in the Star Wars universe.
What's Yoda again? Why
he's a Jedi.
Yoda, okay, well, why is Yoda important? Like, what's Yoda's superpower?
He taught Luke Skywalker the Jedi,
fighter.
He has the Force.
So Yoda, Baby Yoda is like a baby genius.
Pretty much, yes.
Kind of, yeah.
He's silly, and he needs to be protected by the Mandalorian, because everybody wants Yoda, because they know that he's got the Force, that he's got the silly powers.
How do they know? It's almost like he's like Jesus.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty much. It's close to that, yes.
And that's kind of what they want it to be like, you think?
You think I know what's inside George Lucas's brain? I don't know.
Right.
How would I know that?
How do they know he's silly? How did he demonstrate his silliness? Baby Yoda.
I don't know. From such a young age, I don't know how they know that Baby Yoda's
so silly. No, EB, I think you're on to it. Look, it's good versus evil. There's a savior. You got to save, you know, and the protecting the Baby Yoda who's...
Right, supposed to be
JP
like...
JP knows less than I do. What is he talking about?
No, not the same Yoda.
I think it's a different Yoda, though.
What do you mean it's not the same Yoda?
Well, Baby Yoda is not Master Yoda from Star Wars.
It's not. It's just another silly.
The Mandalorian, I believe, takes place between the original films and
See, that's confusing me now because I thought that Yoda was the OG Yoda.
No.
It's not?
There's more than one Yoda.
Yoda had sex?
It's a species.
Oh, Yoda is a species.
Oh.
Yeah, Baby Yoda is like 50 years old.
He looks good for 50.
Is it the original Yoda's kid?
We're so clueless.
Does Baby Yoda wear armor?
Admittedly. No.
Grab, call Danny real quick.
He wears a silly cloak.
Or Danny, if you're listening, call us.
Yes, we need your help. We clearly need help here.
Call Funny Danny real quick.
Baby Yoda, I'm going to Google image that. I'm a DuckDuckGo then.
Boba Fett's my boy. I'm just going to say.
Boba.
I just liked him in Empire Strikes Back.
Baby Yoda is hurting.
I know. I'm going way
back. Baby Yoda's so cute. What are you talking about?
Those big ears?
He melted down the internet like a year and a half ago when he debuted. What are you talking about? Everybody loves Baby Yoda.
It's gross.
I hope the people who buy my house in 20 years love Baby Yoda because he's on the wall in my basement.
That'll be a touch-up eventually.
I'm sure it will at some point.
I think your agent's going to say, we need to repaint this.
Somebody's going to come in and say, what this wall needs is a coat of dark paint, even though the artwork is very good.
You've got Baby Yoda. You've got a Minion. Give me all the characters now.
Oh, we've got a couple.
There's a Minion on this, too?
I think Rick and Morty are there.
Rick and Morty.
You know what? I'll take a few pictures, and I'll tweet them out throughout the day at Money Metal Cakes on Twitter.
Can't wait. And you know what? Cakes, you're botching it. That should be Instagram content.
It can be both. At Cakes Flops, trying to get the numbers up. Cakes Flops.
I'm
promoting two brands. What am I doing?
Yeah, why can't...
Instagram is ruining my life.
You can't do Money Metal Cakes because you can't get into it?
Hold up.
Yeah,
so
it was compromised. Big surprise.
We've got Danny on the line. So, Danny, the reason why we're calling you is because
Cakes' daughter put a baby Yoda on their wall.
Yes.
She actually painted it on the wall.
It's beautiful.
And Cakes is watching The Mandalorian, but he has very few answers, to be quite honest.
Well, I don't know what it is.
I'm confused when
anything.
It comes to the timelines. Like,
he thought Baby Yoda was the same Yoda that's in Empire Strikes Back or Revenge of the Jedi.
It's a different Yoda?
Whichever one it is.
It's a different Yoda?
Let me just say this, Danny, before you start. The beauty of Star Wars, one of the beauties of Star Wars is that they can just put any sort of character out there, and you're like, okay, it works because it's Star Wars. Like the most recent episode I watched, the Mandalorian is on a ship, and he's trying to, EB, wrap your head around this. He's trying to transport a frog lady, okay? A frog lady walking around on 2 feet, but has a frog head and speaks like a frog. He's trying to transport her and her eggs. Okay, her eggs that she's carrying in a sack.
And Danny likes this?
To a different planet to meet up with her husband who can fertilize the eggs to keep the species going. Star Wars can put any sort of character with a weird head or that looks like a mutation of any other character into the Star Wars universe, and it fits. And it works somehow. I don't get it.
They could put a cake dome in there, a big old head.
Yes, they could put my head in it, and somehow George Lucas would make it work.
So, Danny, just kind of update us here a little bit on this Mandalorian bit. I heard everybody talking about it last year. It was the reason to buy what? Amazon Prime or what it was?
Disney Plus, right?
Disney Plus, right.
Come on.
Okay, what do I know? And so I didn't,
Entertainment guru.
I didn't watch any of it.
Entertainment Report, Eric.
But a lot of people are talking up this. Are they on season 2 now? And
yes.
All I'm seeing are all these rave reviews. So it has piqued my curiosity.
So it's fantastic. It's really, really well done. They figured out what's great about Star Wars, despite, Cakes is on to something in one sense. The thing that's amazing about Game of Thrones, about Lord of the Rings, about Star Wars, is the depth and breadth of the universe is so huge and so massive that it feels three-dimensional that we're just getting like a snapshot when we see a couple of characters, with the Jedi and the Sith and the big overarching battles and things. That's been mined. That's been done with all the 9 movies of the Skywalker saga. What's so brilliant is when you do a pit stop on a planet like Tatooine, right? Dual suns and the Hutts and the gangsters and the conflicts they're in. There's a million stories that haven't been told, and that's what they figured out is that's the best thing to do. So they basically made a glorified Western type show, except it happens to involve the Mandalorian, a guy that's dressed up like a bounty hunter. Boba Fett, Jango Fett from old-time Star Wars lore, and he basically goes around on adventures. It's like, it's like a samurai, like a Kurosawa film, kind of sort of old West type stuff. It's really, really well done. It's not overwrought. It's just fun, simple, entertaining action, and they're sort of opening it up now into the larger universe so that it's not just, him going somewhere, getting double-crossed and killing somebody. There's a sort of larger quest and some tie-ins to the universe at large.
Does Baby Yoda connect with the Yoda that we know from the original Star Wars trilogy?
Only in so much as that was a nickname that fans gave him, and it kind of stuck. It's one of those sort of internet, people were sort of trying to figure out the way to quantify it because he's an unknown species. We've only seen 3 in the history of Star Wars of that species, and then they decanonized one of them. So it was Yoda, Yaddle on the Jedi Council, and then this baby creature, which actually is named Grogu. Proper names, please, here on going forward. So,
by the way, I would put Danny in the top 0.00001% of people with Star Wars knowledge on the planet.
I mean, he knew.
Is there like lightsaber stuff? Like, are they still doing that bit, or no? Is that
this most recent episode? Yes, we saw Anakin Skywalker's old Padawan, Ahsoka Tano, who was kicked out of the Jedi Order because she was framed for murder a long time ago. It's a long story. It's probably a different podcast. But she was on this latest episode, and she kicked ass, and she was awesome, and it was a great character. The big deal here, though, Eric, is the expanded universe that's been created since Disney bought the property from Lucasfilm. They're now starting to create from cartoons and stuff that was sort of, for kids, young adults. Those characters are starting to make appearances in, again, like kind of live action stuff, which is a pretty big deal because, again, this is where some of the best stories in the Star Wars universe come instead of just whiny Luke Skywalker, deciding he's in, he's out. This is where some really good stuff is. I'm telling you, this is the best thing that they've done since they purchased the Star Wars property.
Manny, what do you think is more
likely? What kind of role does Chewbacca play in
Mandalorian? He's not in it. Danny,
yeah.
What do you think is more likely?
No,
final question. What's more likely? EB actually watches The Mandalorian after this talk, or Dwayne Haskins is the starting quarterback in 2021 for the Washington football team?
That's an unbelievable question. It's probably Haskins, but neither are getting great odds.
Both are long shots.
I'm just so lost.
All right, Danny, appreciate the time, man. We got to run.
I couldn't, Jason. I couldn't be more. Thanks, Danny. Yeah. I couldn't be more lost when he's talking.
Yeah,
like, I don't understand any of it.
I so thought that was that Yoda was the original Yoda.
Right.
I'm convinced. Now my mind's blown.
I can't believe how popular it is. But I'm told he speaks Russian when he talks.
I'm completely lost.
You guys were sleeping. On Yaddle.
No idea.
You gave me a Star Wars quiz or Mandalorian quiz, I would get a zero. I'd get a zero on it.
Right. I would guess Millennium Falcon for every question.
I don't even know what that is.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well done, Valdez, playing Intergalactic as we come back. Let's open up the entertainment page with our entertainment guru, who's all over The Mandalorian and Disney Plus. Entertainment page brought to you by Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome. Super simple. Just bubbly water, splash of real juice. Little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia, artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES to get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
I'm more of the gossip guru. That's more my scene.
Yeah, you do. You love the gossip.
I'm more into the gossip and the TMZ news. I can't be bothered with all the science fiction
stuff. By the way, Nubs Doug, the edgy smedgy, is on hold. He's bitter at Cahill.
Why? Why is that?
I don't know.
Why has he been on hold for a while and we never went to him?
He's always bitter about something.
He's always bitter. Doug, are you there? What line is he on? Line one?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm not bitter at Cahill. He's always slandering me, man. He's like, you sold 3 homes last year. And he does this about everything. Like, if I say I made this wager, or I got on a plane and went to New Jersey and made it, like, I have to prove every little thing to Matt, and it gets so annoying.
He doesn't trust you.
He doesn't trust you.
And then all I do is call his bluff. Like, he's felt it so many times now because all I do is call his bluff over and over. And it's never enough for that kid. I don't know
why.
What
do you mean you call his bluff?
He says I sold 3 homes a year. Like, last year I sold 3 homes. I just screenshotted 3 that I sold this month. Right. He just lied.
Hey, a fellow real estate agent looked you up and said you're Nubs, bottom of the barrel in Myrtle Beach.
You should look up my bank account that I just sent you with 3 closings.
Did you send that to Drab too?
Yes. Okay. I mean, that's what I mean when people just lie on air and then hang up on you like so you can't defend yourself.
Drabby, you're investigating him? Like,
yeah. No. Someone, like, what's going on? Someone texted it into the text machine last time he was on.
And they said what?
They said he's felt it. They looked up his sales.
Yeah, what were his sales?
That'd be like somebody saying you have hair. It doesn't make it true, brother.
Oh, how original.
Well, look, October 5th. He sold a house. He made $12,400.
Thank you.
October 29th.
How do you know this?
I'm reading the same screenshot.
From my bank account.
October 29th, he made $13,000, and then November 16th.
That could have just been a parlay that hit
for 20 minutes to make a $15,000 wager.
By the way, the larger point is,
right,
this is absurd that Drab is calling you out, that you're sending him your bank account. Are you doing?
He's proving he's making the cash.
Jason.
What is he going to do, Jay? What is he going
to
do?
He calls in to say he's angry that he lost $15,000 on the Seahawks last night, and he says, I make more money. I go, why did you bet that much? He goes, I make more money in six months.
Around throwing numbers, and he gets offended all the time like I'm on the air trashing him.
How much did
he's
you
calling
actually?
He's calling me forward hundreds of thousands of people. I'm just talking to him, Joni, and he gets all bitter.
I don't know whether to believe you or not. Did you really lose $15,000 last night?
Yeah, well, yes. You saw,
You put $15,000 on a game.
Money, but I had a parlay tied in. I had some straight wagers all together, yes.
So you lost $15,000.
In other words, it would have been $15,000 if it hit, is what he's saying.
Well, yeah, but I mean, is it, does it make it better that I only lost $7?
All right, yeah. So you lost $7,000 on that beat.
So he would have won $15,000 if it hit.
$15,000 from me.
Well, all I know is
I had it parlayed with the Packers.
The edgy was up big at one point because he was on fire, and he was up like 30-some K. Why he didn't just cash out 80% of that and then just bet $100 a game? He can't do that. He has to bet $5,000 on three-game parlays.
That's the reason I got up big in the first place. I'm not down a ton. I'm just saying last night was the worst beat in the history of sports. It's not just the Hail Mary. It's the intentional grounding. It's the DK drop touchdown. It's the Carlos Hyde called back touchdown.
All right, that happens. It's called gambling. It's called sports. Edge, I'm actually curious.
Here we go with JP. Never placed a wager in his life, but he's going to say, it's called gambling.
It is.
For all those I'm not inaccurate. When did you discover the show? I'm trying to figure out the connection with Edge.
I told y'all a million times. I used to listen to you guys when I was in the car with my dad. My dad called in when I had a baby on the way at 14.
He knocked up some girl when he was like 15, you remember?
That's right.
Hold on.
That I'm still with, about to marry, beautiful, yes.
All right, here's a question,
though. Has my three babies, yes.
Doug. How many times have you flown to New Jersey for the points bet thing?
Just once, because when I flew out there, I tried to bang them for 15. They took 7 of it and then said, boop, 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 here's your new odds. And I said, no, I'll take it at 13. The Penn State kicker or the Ohio State kicker missed 2 20-yard field goals, and they didn't take a knee correctly.
Right.
So, yeah, I lost. I didn't lose, but I broke even when I should have made, you know, ninth.
Right, but the funny
there.
Part of that story
the
is
– should have made.
The funny part of that story is you, since you had to drive or fly to New Jersey for the geo tracker or whatever.
Yeah, I only made like a G. Yeah.
You got off the plane for 2 seconds and got right back on it and came right back to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, 20 minutes. The flight attendant's like, you know we're going right back. I'm like, yeah. Because you can put all the money into the app and do everything else on the app in New Jersey before you get there but place the wager. So, yeah, right. I flew for like 2 hours to make like
Doug,
$750.
Doug, here's a question. Why did you call my wife like a month ago?
What?
Yeah, dude, I was trying to help you because like I'm a father and you said, hey, I need – and my dad worked at UPS for like 25 years. He's retired. He knows all the people there and they only had a few spots left. So I was like – let me just hit you up real quick. But it was only because it was about your son, and I would want you to do the same for me. I was just trying to help.
Why don't you just tweet me?
Because he's a creep.
All of a sudden, my wife, Dina, comes to me. She goes, do you know some guy named Doug? He says his dad can hook up Steven with a job. And UPS, I go, Doug.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was your number, but it was the house number.
I don't know what it was. I don't have a house number.
Eric, do you know what he did? He abused. He's got some like bail bondsman's license, and he abused it to look up a celebrity's phone number.
You're abusing me. You called my phone. I'm abused.
Yeah, and then
what
and
is
I'm
the
like,
love-hate relationship though between Drab and Edge?
I don't know, that's what I'm buddies. They play golf jealous. Together no, because, every week.
Yeah, like, we're not buddies. Like, I never talked to him.
You played golf with him.
He's got to punch the clock every 4 a.m.
Drabby does have some sort of obsession with him.
You're living the dream. I've seen your crappy house in North Carolina. You bought your fiance a tiny ring. You're nubs.
He's just Jones.
A bunch of vague stuff. Just like I sold through curves.
All right. You got any videos you need to make, Doug?
He's bitter.
Yeah. All right. That's what I thought.
Both
what
guys are videos.
Bitter. I don't understand.
Ask Eric. He'll tell you.
I don't know. I think it's a video of him hyping himself up.
No, videos from a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I heard about that. I don't know if that's true.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, sorry to derail the ep. I just thought it was funny that he was bitter.
We can do that later in the show because it is Tuesday. Coming up next, we're going to talk to their lead draft analyst, Mike Renner. Keep it here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.